You're My Ducati. Between the wars, Antonio Ducati and Sons founded Societa Scientifica Radio Brevetti Ducati in Bologna to produce radio parts. Repeatedly bombed and later reformed as a manufacturer of motorized bicycles after the defeat of the Axis, Ducati is recalled by R&B artist Sierra 60 years later in a one-piece wrapped in fur, You Are My Ducati, a motorcycle more theory than vehicle, you whom I ride are my everything. Also, Sierra, a fantasy ride, the never-too-real, always glistening at the edge of the sparkly ethos of forward motion she calls love sex magic, what she says she'll drive her body around. Middling production of second-rate bikes for a time, yet eventually love sex magic achieved in the automatic transmission, the desmodromic valve. Ducati finally distinguished itself by means of speed with the Mach 1, a motorcycle that could travel at 100 miles per hour, its lightweight frame the color of the bill of Sierra's Atlanta Braves baseball cap. Exceptional in its design, now a collector's item, it doesn't ride. List of objects that appear in the video for Sierra's ride. A car, a mechanical bull, a chair. The Ducati Multistrada 1200, a bike of such sophistication that it rides like a breeze out of some future world, doesn't appear in the ride video, but its presence directs the trajectories of these objects in their collision with Sierra. All up on your frame, baby, say my name. Everything around her rises to gossipy transcendence. Ducati's founding mission was to manufacture the radio, a point now echoed in Sierra's music of objective romance, constitutive in its mysteries, but perhaps only a kind of body glue, like that which secures the one piece. Since first listening to Sierra's Ride, her 2010 chart topper about the reversal of expectation, gender trouble loosened in the declaration that her man is her Ducati, the mobilizing object parked in the garage that begs you, slick with rain, to take him for a spin, I've become obsessed with the Italian motorcycle company, specifically their Multistrada 1200. Sierra repurposes the bike as an interpretive tool. You are my Ducati, she sings, converting the male body of her rapidly shifting attention into the mobilizing figure of European racing sports. Where does Sierra want to go? Most likely she wants to leave you behind, lonely in the sunset as she flees with luxury trailing behind her. Her perfectly manicured fingers grip the handlebars, You Are My Ducati, utilizing the rhetoric of sex to mechanize her partner into the process of love as engine of speed. You make me want to ride. Glassy body exteriorized into a system of gears hieroglyphic in their trippy gorgeousness, building into a complex of metaphors a second life more exhilarating in its imitation of how well and how fast she dances than the first, even at the risk that it might circle back to collide with you. The song has really become rather important to me. Ludacris, in his interlude toward the end of Ride, tries his best to retrieve Sierra from her liberating theory of the by integrating her into a series of confusing sports metaphors that situate the male in the consummate exclusionary field where he might feel most at ease. Soft, wet grass under the stadium lights, the football game, hurrahed by cheerleaders, the only women on their on the field. Their presence in the game doesn't interrupt the play of male athletes, it cheers on the spectacle of their bodies beneath heavy equipment. In football, Ludacris can finally assert himself by forcibly removing Sierra. I put her out like a light. Call me the Terminator. I gotta put her to bed. Sports, for Ludacris, reestablishes his active rather than passive mobility, patching his name onto Drew Brees's in order to score with a woman. He tries to capture the energy that would exempt him from becoming a Ducati, supercharging the song with his own flittering agency in the third person. I throw it down. Touchdown. He scores. But together, Sierra and Ludacris are totally out of sync. You better CC me, he sings, to which Sierra replies, ignoring his call for office etiquette, in order to restore her own wish. He loved the way I ride it. He can't stand away to look away. But where else might a Ducati look? She mounts the bike, not quite the Multistrada 1200, not quite Ludacris, but rather a dreamy, pulsing confluence of object relations, a paralyzing network of competitive masculinities, each sinking under the weight of its indebtedness to a rule of social law, luxury epitomized in the exemplary technology of speed derived from an upper-class music of leisure transported from Italy to New York, suddenly foiled in its power by its own controlling interests. She rides it. When I listen to Sierra, I think about what it would be like to rent a Ducati and joyride up the West Side Highway onto 9G toward upstate at the start of fall. I think about how fast I could go and at what point up ahead I might permanently lock myself into the moment between ride and accident. The twin poles I imagine a motorcyclist weaving between cars on the narrow roads of the Catskills, pivots between with a glee that accelerates toward a death indistinguishable from life. As for me, I'm transfixed by the moment speed hits a wall and the totalizing event that both binds and unbinds us to it, what I want to drive my body around. An accident, breathtaking in its approach, arrives at last to slow me way the fuck down. Sierra's dancing speeds up and slows down the known world in its claim on global time. New York's autumn splashed against this life, measured out in miles per hour, to say nothing of its explication in gallons of oil, to ride breezily against the backdrop of huge costs, to endorse its rush as you fall into it, to drop low like Sierra, below the adoring skies of the Hudson Valley on a Multistrada 1200, the color of Ludacris's sunglasses in the ride video, timbering agency via a touchdown at the 2009 Super Bowl, yet smash into the wall of Sierra's poetics of speed he is hurled toward, incapable of seeing it before him. Listening to Ludacris, I feel flung at her too, like we're riding a Ducati into fall, and suddenly we slam into the season's shifting weather and are released into the beige, yellow, and red of autumn, pastels at sunset over us, founding in a haze at the horizon, veering from greenish blue to purple, like money burning in your hands. Later, Sierra and I meet in a semi-darkened vacant mall and wander through various shops until we find a somewhat new JCPenney, swept up in creamsicle light. When we enter the department store, it turns out that Sierra and I are together the 10,000th customer and have won a Ducati motorcycle of our choice. This is true. Don't laugh. It's a spectacular moment, one christened by confetti as Sierra leans over in her fur to accept the hand of the JCPenney employee who congratulates us. Muzak elaborates the celebratory atmosphere of the empty department store where no one is celebrating at the moment of our win. I blush as I realize that here I am, with Sierra, pop star unfixed to a music that would determine her, like really it's all pretty plastic and it's one size fits all quality, and though she's in love with her beau future, she's in love with me too. The JCPenney manager greets us and leads us to the back lot of the department store, into the cool breeze of a late October night, where there are 10 bikes lined up, each glinting in the street. Sierra selects the Multistrada 1200 and says, "This is the one." "I love it," I tell her. The manager smiles and removes a contract from his suit pocket. He unfolds it and hands it to us. I don't spend any time reviewing the endless pages of terms and conditions and sign immediately. He hands over the keys and the deed to the Multistrada 1200. Sierra mounts the bike, which at that moment doesn't not feel like me, and asks me to climb on. "Where should we go?" she asks. I can hardly speak. This moment becomes a second dream in which I imagine where I might go out of here, so that even when I do shake myself out of it, I can't let go. I remember seeing a Ducati 2 falls ago on Canal before joining my friends below, a moment sparkling in the presence of the Goldman Sachs employees who toasted our protest as the actualized politics of community eroded downtown's teary sense of its ensconced kingdom. Like, we got it, okay, you don't want this to end, but we do. Though, in a sense, the end brought about a separate conflict anterior to its original, how to continue and still be friends. On Canal, I spotted a man on a Ducati motorcycle, perhaps a banker or some other agent of wealth beyond reproach, and thought of all gross injustices served us this, the rich white guy on his bike, was some reminder of the fault line that might eventually open up to swallow him down. If histories go fast, they go faster when compelled toward an inevitable terminus made finally realer in the earnest wish for its sudden arrival. This delicate egg of relations I'd like to hurl at a riot cop's helmet. The Ducati looped in steel, a black cold ring I would place on my finger but can't because I make pretty much nothing and can scarcely afford the rent of my Crown Heights apartment, let alone a motorcycle for $15,000. Sierra is right. We are each our own Ducati, molded into the steel frame into which we can lean one night in the fall to ride you, all the bodies upon whom one rides, impaled by such disasters as the sudden recognition that you can't stand to look away, caught in the remaining light, and yet must. The cop Egg dripping from the visor lowered over the helmet, runs forward with his club. Catch me in the mall. I can do this however you want. I can do it up and down. I can do it in circles, Sierra sings, articulating a body I cannot call my own, but might locate elsewhere close to it, a secondary body in which he loved the way I ride it, impounded by the desire to manipulate and be manipulated into the shape of others, to become with others, yet another who might race back with a club of my own, the shape of the fastest motorcycle we can find. Sleek in the discourse that describes us as the inimitable technology designed to destroy one another, I love to ride it. Outside the JCPenney, Sierra breaks my concentration and asks if I want to go. I hesitate to ask her where, knowing the location she might suggest would be essentially absent everywhere except where it televises itself semi-randomly, against the bark of a tree in the woods upstate, or in the champagne glass at evening, or the broken visor of the egg-soaked cop now falling black. You make me want to ride it, Sierra sings to Ludacris, standing under the streetlight as he debates whether or not to mount the Ducati. At this, he atomizes into the moment his appearance is rendered nostalgic, a translucent memory that hardly registered at all, yet for a time was all-controlling, an event that is replaced by another in a cycle of replacement too rapid to isolate the particulars of. Actuated methods in a cluster of instruments, loss of the self in the attenuated seams of biopolitical production, blue-faced for the fallen world dropping even faster, tell him I'm a gymnast, tell him I'm a Ducati, tell him to get off the street, tell him to ride, tell him to step back, tell him to find me later, tell him to check his phone, tell him to replace its cracked screen, tell him to take the A train on canal, tell him to cross the bridge, tell him to hand over his fucking money, tell him to meet me in the mall, tell him the history of ideas as a series of miscalculations, each demarcating various assumptions of map space, reveries that mangled and recohere into lesser but nevertheless raging trajectories of departure. Tell him I want to go faster, into the air, beyond the accident of our moment, the point where an invisible rope yanked taut between impassable hours of leisure pulls back a little harder the second you resist and you fly from the vehicle hurling you forward. Speed is a market of energy directed toward excess. Once you stop, then what? We can't stop, yet the consuming fantasy to do so upgrades my sense of the need to go all the faster. We move at some new rate, toward the indeterminate point at which something happens, but simultaneously obscures the character that would enable us to define it. Up the mountain, along the mountain road, into a world caught in the midst of its material ceremonies as they break down. I see something in them, probably the face of Sierra, caught between the leaves, annotating each glimpse of the woods with another opaque name heroizing this yet unbranded age. I ride into it, a future slash at the horizon, lying just below the setting sun, into the point at which it rises over me to summer in the shadows, shifting so rapidly as to seem to not exist at all. Thank you.